systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 31st, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are checking out the 17th episode of the Jam Hole, the Monday night show. Thank you so much for listening and interacting with us and sending us messages, letting us know that, hey, guys, we are the fuck out here and we are listening and we love it. We have fucking fans,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
17 episodes in and we already have fans. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, I kind of have a hard time believing there's people that want to listen to
us. I know,
us.
Right? I keep looking.
Other
I'm
than
like,
us.
Is that a comment I left? No. Wait, am I sure that's not a comment I left? No, that fuck, that's someone that I don't even know.
Right?
Fuck, yeah. So, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It's nice.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's all good. So, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah? Mine was good.
Sweet.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
I watched Fantastic Planet.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so weird. I also watched Fantastic Planet.
Wow, I think I kind of got the idea from you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I watched that after I was doing the other thing I was doing,
right.
Which was also the same thing you were doing.
Yeah.
That you told me not to talk about on the show.
Right.
And now I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
So,
what's going to this movie?
No, hold on. Hold the fuck on. I want to talk about what we did this weekend.
Okay.
So what'd you do this weekend?
I watched this movie.
Bullshit. Okay, well. Yeah, we had coitus. Not with each other, but...
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend. That was the other...
Yeah.
With girls and stuff, and it was cool. But, and I do... I did beat you, because I did it 4 times, and you only did it 3 times.
Bummer.
I know. I'm a whole one more time of a man than you are.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great. It's great. So, yeah, we both... we watched this movie called Fantastic Planet. Now,
yeah.
This... It's a weird fucking... It was made in, what,
1973.
Right.
It's a French movie,
French.
I think.
La Planète Sauvage.
Yeah.
Les Savage Planet. Hey. Pardon my French. But,
right.
Yeah, it's an old movie, and it's all animated, and...
It's kind of... I don't know. The animation isn't that great, but that's kind of what makes it good,
It
too.
Was made in the 70s. 70s,
yeah,
dude.
But it's...
The only thing that was really great in the 70s was Coke. That was it.
Well, the animation's a lot like heavy metal, which I think was made around the same time.
Speaking of heavy metal, did you watch the latest South Park episode?
I did.
That was fucking great. Yeah. Dude, I am cheesing my fucking balls off.
Word.
I love it.
So funny when Cartman finds Kenny in his attic and he's just getting squirted.
Rolling around in fucking cat piss, and then fucking Kyle's dad and Kenny
They're
are duking
in
it out.
Over, sandbox.
Oh, God. Anyway,
awesome.
We love that shit.
Yeah.
But that was fucking great. That I think was over the top because of that whole Jankum thing when kids were taking shit and piss and putting it in a bottle and letting it ferment in the sun and then inhaling
really?
The methane gas.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a hoax or anything, but they mentioned that. In the show when they were going through all the different things you could do to get high,
yeah.
And he's like, and you probably shouldn't do that, and then he mentioned like huffing shit and piss real briefly.
Was
I was like, whoa, that was Jankum, holy shit.
Was that when Mr. Garrison
yeah.
was going
no,
through?
No, Mr. Mackey.
Oh, right, Mr.
Yeah.
Mackey.
That was fucking great. So yeah, we're going to go through a little fucking synopsis here of
yeah,
the Fantastic
I'm just
going to
read the first part of it. The film depicts a future in which human beings known as hommes, a word play on the French language word home, meaning men, have been brought by the giant dregs to the dregs' home planet where they are kept as pets with collars.
And if you've never seen this movie, then that doesn't mean anything
yeah,
to
it's
you
weird.
Whatsoever. Basically, these big giant aliens live on this planet, and there's
and they're,
humans
they're,
on the planet,
yeah.
But the humans are tiny in comparison to these dregs.
Which I think we're the same size as we are now. They're just way
right,
bigger
they're
than us.
They're super big giants. And basically, they keep us as pets, some of us. The ones that are, domesticated?
Yeah, and then there's the savage ones.
Right, and the wild ones. So, yeah, it's really crazy if you kind of think about how that... Yeah, I mean, you never know, I guess. I mean,
yeah, it's
I,
just crazy to
yeah,
think.
It's crazy.
The Dregs are an alien race which is a humanoid in shape but 100 times larger than humans, with blue skin, fan-like earlobes, and huge
protruding
eyes.
Wow.
The Dregs also live much longer than human beings. You know, one Dreg week equals a human year.
You know what we should do for the next week's show?
What?
Get you your GED.
Right.
Sorry. And then he takes the lead early in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And go fuck yourself.
I lost my spot. Okay, some of them are domesticated as pets, but others run wild and are periodically exterminated. The Dregs,
oh, right. They have the Ohm genocide of sorts.
But then
what
did
they call it? The de-Omanization?
Yeah, de-Omanization. Yeah.
Oh, man. That shit was crazy. Yeah. They would put out these things in these hunting parties, and they would go out and basically just exterminate all the wild, savage Ohms.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how they killed them with light, pretty much.
Yeah.
How those ships would kill them.
Well,
with light.
Yeah, I think it was more of like a concentrated laser. Yeah. Laser beam.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it didn't really look
but
like
it. But it devastated some Ohms.
Yeah.
It reminded me of War of the Worlds. Like when the machines finally come down. Well, what?
I mean, I don't know.
Without Tom Cruise.
Yeah, right.
But no, like how they would use those beams of light and it would just make people turn into ash. That's kind of what it reminded me of.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
But back in, you know, 73, this was first.
Yeah. The Dreg's treatment of the Ohms is ironically contrasted with their high level of technological and spiritual development.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm really going
to
read.
They had some badass technology to where you put this thing on your head and it would imprint the images and the information right onto your brain. And,
like the optical lenses Kurzweil talked about.
Right, exactly. And then the girl Dreg that had Tear, she named him Tear, the baby, at the beginning. It starts out with a nice animation of a naked chick.
Right,
I don't know.
running with the baby.
It made my dick wiggle just a little bit. But, she's running with the baby, and these Dregs are fucking with her, and she's trying to save her baby, and she finally dies, and then that's when the story kicks in. But, yeah, they, like, dress up the Ohms in, like, these weird clothes, and they make them fight each other. It's just a weird movie how they, like, make it as, like, this is what society is kind of going to turn into. We're just going to be a bunch of fucking mindless pets running around.
Pretty much, yeah.
Entertaining this other race that's just on a way more superior intellectual
level. Well, it's just,
level.
And plus it's weird to think that right now we're on top of the food chain as far as we know.
So we think,
so
right.
It's just weird to think that maybe we're not.
Minus the predators and the aliens and Hellraiser.
Yeah, I mean, just something that's even
Freddy
better
Krueger
than us, you know?
Jason, and Michael Myers, and
the list goes on.
That dude from House of 1,000 Corpses. What the fuck was his name?
I don't
that
remember.
Chicken clown
I seen
guy.
That in a long time.
Baldwin, Bald. I don't fucking know. Whatever. So the other day, when was this? Friday, Saturday? No, Sunday, right? When we went to Sportsman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sunday.
We went to Sportsman to get a new Falf disc. Well, to look at Falf disc, because we were both fucking broke as fuck. And we go over there, and we're looking at him, just seeing all the shitty discs Sportsman has, because nobody there that orders the disc fucking plays Falf, so they have no fucking idea what the fuck they're ordering.
And they haven't even ordered any new ones in a long time.
No, not at all. So I find this bright, hot pink Destroyer, Pro Destroyer, fucking awesome disc, 175 weight. If you Falf, you know exactly what that means. Perfection, basically.
Yeah.
But I have no money for it, so I'm like, fuck, you know, I'll come back.
Oh, and you found
back.
that monster star, too.
Oh, yeah, and the star monster. But I didn't have any money. I was like, all right, I get paid Monday today, so I'll just come back and get it. So I hid them in this dartboard. I opened up the dartboard and hid them in there so no one would find it. So we go back, and we're looking at Dismore, and this middle-aged, well, she was probably an older lady.
I'd say she's like 50s.
Early 50s. Yeah. She comes up to us, and she's like, are these good Frisbees? And I'm like, well, not if you're going to try and catch him, because as Braden found out today, I tossed him a good one, and he tried to catch it. Broke his hand.
Yeah, it kind of hurts your fingers a little.
Falf disc should not be played catch with. Yeah. Because
putters are okay.
Yeah, because putters are soft, but the drivers have fucking this mean edge on them, and it'll cut your head off.
Well, look what it does to some of the branches.
Oh, yeah, it destroys them, and not just because it's a destroyer, but because the man throwing it's a destroyer.
Pro destroyer?
Yeah, pro destroyer. I professionally destroy things.
Yep.
But yeah, so this lady, she's all talking. I'm like, you know, what is he? Does he fall off? Where does he live? She says he lives in Helena. And I was like, well, fuck, they have a beautiful course there with baskets and everything. A nice 18. And he would probably fall off. So I helped her pick out a nice dish. She had like this putter. And I was like, no, you got to get her this. So I picked out like a Glow T-Bird, a 173 Glow T-Bird, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
I can't remember which one it was.
But anyway, long story short, I was like, so, just joking around, I was like, so, since I helped you, you want to buy me this pink destroyer? And she's like, yeah, you know, I think I will. Right. And I looked at her, I was like, what?
Are you serious? Someone being kind?
No shit. And she's like, oh yeah, you helped me out. This is fantastic. He's going to love this birthday present. He's turning 25, probably a stoner, perfect fucking Fall player.
Right,
because
everyone who plays Fall is a stoner.
Smokes fucking weed, yeah, exactly. So yeah, she bought me this disc, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, wow, that lady just single-handedly saved humanity for the next couple of days.
Yep.
And I was happy, and I had a bright outlook, and, you know, we weren't doing a show or anything, so I didn't have time to read stories and get all pissed off at people again. But then today we're Falfing, and we see these three fucking kids at the Falf course. Yeah, probably, late high school?
I'd
junior,
say 18
seniors.
Or 19.
Yeah, and they're fucking running around playing grab ass with each
other.
Yeah,
they're like wrestling.
Putting each other in headlocks, grabbing each other's head and putting them by their balls and just being fucking faggots. And I turned to Braden and I'm like, well, there goes that good deed. And I was just like, that lady totally saved you guys. And then these fucking douchebags come along and ruin it for everybody.
You know what's sad? It only took a day.
Yeah, I know, right? Humanity, you were doing good for a day. And now, fuck. It's all fuck.
Yep.
So, yeah, we went to Borders today and got some new books. Where are the books?
They are over here.
All right, so the first book we got is called Serial Killers, Up Close and Personal. And this book goes through 10 case studies of 10 serial killers, and it breaks it down by serial killer and just goes all into their fucking psychology and how they did it, actual interviews with the serial killers themselves. It's a really interesting book. On the front it says it includes exclusive prison interviews. So after we both read this book, we're going to each pick our favorite 5 serial killers, and we're going to talk about them. But since Braden's kind of illiterate, don't expect that for the next couple months.
Oh, whatever.
By the time
you
read this fucking thing.
Yeah.
The next book we got is called The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. And I'm just going to read a quick quote by Fred Allen Wolf. Quote, "The concept of the universe as a giant hologram containing both matter and consciousness as a single field will, I am sure, excite anyone who has asked the question, what is reality? This book may answer that question once and for all." And I always ask myself, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Especially right. When I read these stories of what people are doing to each other. And I'm like, wow, what the fuck are we doing here? And yeah, so that should be an interesting book. I'm all about the physics, psychology, that kind of shit. So that should be good. Next on the list is a Carl Sagan book, The Varieties of Scientific Experience, A Personal View of the Search for God. I figured while we were on our religious kick, that would be something interesting to read. And last but definitely not least is a new book by our good friend, well, not really friend, but...
Yeah, but he's...
yeah, what episode was that we went through Ray Kurzweil's predictions?
I think it was like 10 or...
Was it really?
I think
so. I don't think it was that deep. Maybe. I don't know. We're going to go through
later.
And we'll post it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is called The Singularity is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology. And this is Ray Kurzweil going again into how humans and technology are merging and how it's going to cause this great singularity of everything, and it's I can't wait to read it. It's huge. So that was it. And while we were in Borders, we were looking at like the computer books and shit, and guess what the fuck we found? MySpace for Dummies.
Boom.
Yeah.
Need I say more?
Wow.
I thought that was the most ironic title, considering MySpace is for dummies. I don't fucking know. I guess we have MySpace, but that's because we're making something.
Yeah,
you know,
but
we're not just like looking for friends and love and douchebags.
What I also found funny is someone would actually need to read a 300-page book on how to use MySpace.
Right.
It's not that hard. It's just MySpace.
It's MySpace, seriously.
Yeah.
If you can read and click,
if you can read a 300-page book, you can figure out how to use MySpace.
Right. It was ridiculous. So that got me thinking that maybe we should write our own book, and I'm going to say the title of it right now so none of you motherfuckers can take it. Our book by the Jam Hole, Matt and Braden, is going to be called Life for Dummies, Idiots, and Other Unsavory Types.
Yep.
And we're basically just going to go through it and tell you how to live, because apparently you're all fucking retards.
Well, basically what we're going to do is tell you what not to do to succeed at life,
and
least.
Survive.
Right.
because you guys are fucking retards. And I, honestly, I don't know how half of you have made it this far. I really, really don't know.
Yeah, it's
pretty bad. It blows me away. So, yeah, we were going to talk about Church Sunday, but since we were both kind of balls deep in something or another, we didn't go to church, which is kind of ironic since if you have premarital sex, you should probably go confess. But
right, confess
we figured since we don't believe in that shit, it's not a sin. So, yeah, we are going to try and make it to a church next Sunday and then talk about it on next Monday, which will be show 20.
Yep.
Fuck. And there's one thing I did want to mention before we do some news. Tomorrow is the 1st. I know it's April 1st, April Fool's Day. You're all fools. It's your favorite fucking day, whatever. But we want to get everyone to go vote on Podcast Alley for the Jam Hole. There's the link on the jamhole.com site. Right at midnight, as soon as the votes are reset, we want everyone to fucking vote. So that should give us about, what, 15, 16 votes?
Yeah, I think we
but
have 15.
If we all do it at the same time, that should be enough to get us on the front page, if not for a moment.
Yeah.
And that would make me really happy.
I would be taking a screenshot.
Yeah. I'm really happy that we have people that are like, man, you guys are awesome. We love your show. It's like, wow, dude, something we made, just us pretty much sitting here talking shit,
yeah.
And people are loving it. They fucking love it.
I'm amazed.
I am also amazed, but then I think to how stupid people are, and then I'm not so amazed.
Right,
but
yeah.
We still love it, so yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
And you
thank
know, what
you for
is kind of sad,
hey,
though?
I am thanking our fans,
well,
and what did you just do?
I
did you
it.
Raise your hand?
Fuck that.
You fucking motherfucker. But yeah, thanks. And I also wanted to say thanks to Tech 007 on the Keith and the Girl forums for making that show clip for
right,
us.
That was hilarious.
Jam This. We put it up on our MySpace, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. It's called Jam This. If you want to know what we're about and this is the first show you've listened to, hit pause on this. We'll wait. Well, yeah. Go to our MySpace and listen to Jam This. It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds of us at our finest,
yeah,
I must say.
It's good.
Our finest. Every time I listen to that clip, I fucking bust my ass laughing. It is so hilarious. Good job, Tech 007. What were you going to say now? Before
I
was
forgot.
So rudely interrupted by you.
Fuck, it wasn't that bad.
It
I was trying to
it
slip
It was
in.
Pretty bad. Judges, yes, I'm getting
hey,
the nod.
I didn't hear
I'm
anything.
Getting the nod.
I didn't get
you
anything.
You were pretty bad uh-huh. there. Oh, let's see. What else do we have? I think that was about it. You ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
Do some news! All right. Ray, see who goes
yep.
first. 1, 2, 3. Ooh, paper,
oh.
paper. 1, 2, 3.
Oh!
Crushes your scissors with the rock. Fuck yeah. So
it's about time you won.
I know, right? You fucking house my face every time. All right. Do some news. Here we go. Hackers assault epilepsy patients via computer.
Wow.
Wow.
That is the best hacker attack in history.
I know. This is great because this is when, you know, instead of just making a site say, I eat penis for lunch or
right.
something, they're actually causing bodily harm to people through the use of JavaScript coding.
You can
and
now kill
animated
people with the internet.
Images. You interrupt me again, I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, and you don't ever do it?
It's my fucking show. Well, it's
so?
Our show. I'm sorry. I'm
you.
An asshole.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole.
We
okay.
already established that earlier.
And shut your face. Rianne Fultz, 33, says she suffered her worst epileptic attack in a year after she clicked on the wrong post at a forum run by the nonprofit Epilepsy Foundation. Internet griefers descended on griefers? Is that like another word for hackers?
Yeah, I think so.
Griefer? Okay. Internet hackers descended on an epilepsy support message board last weekend and used JavaScript code and flashing computer animation to trigger migraine headaches and seizures in some users. That is so fucking awesome.
Wow.
Wow. You know, though, if you have epilepsy, do you think a computer screen is something you might want to think about
right?
staying
yeah,
away from?
I mean,
that's going in our book. Rule one, if you're epileptic, don't go near a computer.
Yeah,
because
there's a lot of flashing images.
No shit. I mean, the whole fucking computer is one big flashing image.
Yeah.
Seriously, what? Wow. The nonprofit Epilepsy Foundation, which runs the forum, briefly closed the site Sunday to purge the offending messages and to boost security. Quote, "We are seeing people affected," says some dipshit senior director of web and print publishing at the Epileptic Foundation. "It's fortunately only a handful. It's possible that people are just not reporting yet. People affected by it may not be coming back to the forum so fast." Probably because they're on the ground fucking convulsing and yeah, biting their tongues off and then having to go to the hospital. That's fucking fantastic. "The incident, possibly the first computer attack to inflict physical harm on the victims, began Saturday, March 22nd, when attackers used a script to post hundreds of messages embedded with flashing animated GIFs." That's all it takes. They're like, what makes these people go off? Oh, flashy screens and shit. There we go.
That's how much you suck. You can be killed with flashing
lights. No shit. You're like, bam, I just gave you a headache.
Yeah.
Some people have to listen to like five episodes of Dawn and Drew or something to get a
headache. Yeah, or TDO.
I know, or TDO. Oh, God. Oh, that's good stuff. "The attackers turned to a more effective tactic on Sunday, injecting JavaScript into some posts that redirected users' browsers to a page with a more complex image designed to trigger seizures in both photosensitive and pattern-sensitive epileptics." Oh my
this
god.
This is the fucking best
this is
story
gold.
Ever.
You guys have made me not ashamed to be human, but I'm sure that will all change shortly as we
we'll
get into...
We'll just read a couple more stories in...
Episode 17 of the Jam Hole.
Yep.
All right. Fultz says she, quote, "locked up." Quote, "I don't fall over and convulse, but it hurts." Stop hurting me. Close your eyes, duh. You fucking retard.
You can't exit your browser.
Right? Alt F4 much? I don't know. I would think if I was epileptic and I was looking at something and I started, I mean, I'm sure you could feel that. You're right. Like, oh God, here comes the seizure. It's like,
look away.
Don't look at it, you fucking idiot. "I don't fall over or convulse, but it hurts," says Fultz, an IT worker in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Whoa, that's close to here. Coeur d'Alene. We should go over there with, like, a big screen with just this big flashing thing that says douchebag on it.
Right.
That would be great.
Or the jam hole.
Yeah. The jam hole, known to cause epileptic seizures in retards. That's a good plug.
That is good.
Fuck yeah. Quote, "I was on the phone when it happened, and I couldn't move and couldn't speak. After..." Wow. "After about 10 seconds, Fultz's 11-year-old son came over and drew her gaze away from the computer, then killed the browser process," she says.
It took another person
to do it?
It
took an 11-year-old person to do it.
Well, that makes sense.
Because?
Because 11-year-olds are better at that shit.
at computers than their retarded epileptic mothers.
Exactly.
Wow. If any of you are epileptic out there, write us in, info@thejamhole.com. I want to talk to you. Quote, "Everyone who logged on, it affected to some extent, whether by causing headaches or seizures," says Brown Mead, a 24-year-old epileptic douchebag in Maine who says she suffered a day-long migraine after examining several of the offending posts. Several. You'd think after the first one, you'd be like, I wonder what this next link is. You got me again. Oh, I wonder what this next link is. Oh, fuck me. You got me again. Oh, I wonder what, you know?
Yeah.
You get where this is going?
Yeah. Right. Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy. Exactly. It's like you put your hand on the burner and it burns, and then you go and do it again and it burns.
That better not be me in that box. I'm gonna be really pissed off.
Isn't that the definition of insanity? Is like doing something more than once and getting the same result but expecting a different result?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Epileptic people are insane. Wow. She'd lingered too long on the pages trying to determine who was responsible. You think you would ask someone not epileptic to maybe take over? Hey, Cap, can you take the wheel for a sec? I'm having a seizure.
That would be their security wall. It's the only way to find the information, so you have to go through all these flashing images.
Oh, man. Oh, that is great. Circumstantial evidence suggests the attack was the work of members of Anonymous, an informal collective of griefers or hackers, best known for their recent war on the Church of Scientology.
Nice.
Anonymous, we at the Jam Hole salute you.
Yep.
Thank you. and forum members claim they found a message board thread, since deleted, planning the attack at 7chan.org, a group stronghold.
Ooh. Ooh, wow.
Folt says the attack spawned an uncommonly bad seizure. Quote, it was a spike of pain in my head, she says. And the lockup, that only happens with really bad ones. I don't think I've had a seizure like that in about a year. And then she kept looking at him.
Yep.
Retard. Fucking wow. But she's satisfied with the Epilepsy's Foundation, or the Epilepsy Foundation's relatively fast response to the attack, about 12 hours after it began on Easter weekend. Well, I mean, it was Easter, so everyone's out, you know, looking for eggs.
True.
Right. Fucking dumb shits. She says, by quote, we all really appreciate them for giving us this forum and giving us this place to find each other. Aw, how fucking sweet. We can find other epileptic people and, like, sit around and watch movies and have seizures together.
I want to get an epileptic person on the show now.
I want to have sex with an epileptic girl while she's having a seizure. Huh?
Whoa.
Yeah. Anyone who's epileptic, female, and hopefully cute, go ahead and write us. info@thegemhole.com. Oh, yeah, and you have to be 18 and over only, please. Epilepsy affects an estimated 50 million people worldwide, about 3% of whom are photosensitive, meaning flashing lights and colors can trigger seizures. So what about, like, red flashing lights or green lights and, like, at stoplights? Would those cause seizures?
I think it's got to be fast.
Because I say, here's a group we can just get rid of, and that would free up 50 million spots.
That's,
I mean,
good.
Could you imagine this world with 50 million less people in it?
Yeah, that'd give us about, like, another year to fill it back up again.
No shit, right? With more, with even worse fucking retards.
With even more stupid people.
Well, that's it. Hackers hacking epileptic websites. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay. Yay with a capital A.
Right.
Sorry, I
yeah,
need to
just put it right on my stories. Cool.
All right, what do you got there, buddy boy?
I got Black Hole Eats Earth. Pretty
what?
Great story, yeah.
Like today?
Well, I don't know about today. Well,
that mean we're doing this show from a black hole?
Maybe.
You know what?
We
would
are
be
the black hole.
We are the jam hole. Yeah. That'd be a cooler headline if it said "Jam Hole Eats Earth." We have finally arrived.
Yep, we have eaten the earth. See, more strife in Iraq, U.S. financial system in crisis, rice prices soar. None of these headlines will matter a bit, though. If two men pursuing a lawsuit in a court in Hawaii turn out to be right, they think a giant particle accelerator that will begin smashing protons together outside Geneva this summer might produce a black hole that will spell the end of the earth and maybe the universe.
How do you spell the end of the earth?
I don't know.
T-H-E-E-N-D-O-F-E-A-R-T-H. Boom!
Nice.
Point for me.
That is, yeah, all you.
That only made it good because you were like, how? Set up and boom.
Yep.
So they're building, or they have created already,
yeah,
the world's largest particle accelerator.
Right, now they're trying to get...
And
you
this
know,
guy, or
it.
What, these two guys think that once they start using the particle accelerator to collide protons, it's
going to
open up a black hole,
yeah.
A la the Black Mesa Lab Half-Life, Half-Life 2 type thing.
Right? That
except,
is kind of like Half-Life.
Well, it wasn't really a black hole. That was more a wormhole.
Yeah.
Get your shit straight.
Well, it's similar.
I know. It is kind of similar. Except a wormhole, things go through and into, and a black hole, nothing escapes.
Yeah. Scientists say that it is very unlikely, though they have done some checking just to make sure.
They're like, hey, Bill, will you double check those numbers? We don't want to make a black hole, okay?
Yeah,
just
and
a wormhole.
Destroy the universe.
Right. Well,
that's a kind of a big mistake.
I wouldn't really, it wouldn't bother me,
yeah,
honestly.
Whatever.
Honestly, it wouldn't.
The jam hole would be no more.
Yeah, but we wouldn't notice.
That's true.
Uh-huh. That's why it wouldn't bother me. Yep. Nothing would bother me at that point.
The world's physicists have spent 14 years and $8 billion building the Large Hadron Collider, in which the colliding protons will recreate energies and conditions last seen in a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. Wow.
Oh, so they're using this to try and replicate what happened a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
That's
so. What do all?
That's weird to think that we could actually do that.
is that playing God if God really existed? So what do you think all these intelligent design proponents think about this? Because isn't it to them the Big Bang never happened, or some intelligent being created the Big Bang? Like it brought all the particles there and set it in motion and then just let it go.
I don't really think they believe in the Big Bang. Maybe that the Christian scientists do.
Right. They think God started the Big Bang. And then once the Big Bang was started, it just did its thing.
Right.
And here we are today. So do you think that if they create something reminiscent of the Big Bang, that they can contain that kind of energy?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. That's pretty crazy. I don't think we could contain something like that.
I don't see how you could. I mean, you wouldn't know what to expect.
Right,
I mean,
it's like, all right, exactly.
It's going to be a big bang. That's all we know.
What happened the first time?
Right?
That's what's going to happen.
But whatever it was, it made God so tired, he took Sunday off.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
That's his day where he just relaxes,
right?
And just basks in the light of people worshiping him.
He sat back and was like, damn, that's a big bang. Oh, point to me.
But Walter Wagner and Louis Sanko contend that scientists of the European Center for Nuclear Research, or CERN, have played down the chances and the collider would produce, among other horrors, a tiny black hole which they say could eat the Earth.
Well, yeah, because once any kind of black hole gets started like
there's everything.
No stopping it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to continue to eat light, pretty much.
Yeah.
But that kind of makes me think, what about the law of matter and energy? The matter can be neither created nor destroyed. So if you create a black hole, which in essence is not, I don't know, is it destroying the energy or the matter, or is it just putting
Have you heard
it
about
somewhere
like
else?
The white hole theory?
What's that?
Where there's another side to the black hole. The black hole eats everything
and then
and
shits
it out somewhere else.
Well,
maybe.
That's just like saying that that the universe consists of every possibility possible ever. So in one reality, there's a black hole. In that reality's opposite, there's a white hole.
Yeah.
So
that could kind of be.
So in that theory, if they create this black hole and it completely destroys Earth, is there another dimension in where they don't create it and we continue living on? Except in our reality, we would be gone, but in that one, we wouldn't be.
Yeah, we'd
but
be
since
there
we're
now.
Living in this one and not that one, would it kill us?
I don't know.
And my mind is blown.
Yeah,
thank you.
I cannot think no longer.
Wow. The rest of the show is going to be a lot of drooling
I can't think anymore.
Holy shit. That is fucking amazing. I can't believe we're there. I mean, that's just the law of accelerating returns, us exponentially getting technologically greater with each fucking 10 years.
Yeah, no one could have ever imagined that this would happen.
No, not. Yeah, that's. Wow.
Or it could spit out something called a strangelet that would convert our planet to a shrunken, dense, dead lump of something called strange matter.
So it would basically the planet and or our whole universe they're talking about eventually.
Yeah.
Once our planet imploded, it would just compress it into like something the size of like a basketball, but it would still have all of the mass and density that's in
right.
it now. But it would. Oh wow, that would fuck some shit up slightly.
Just slightly.
But we'd still do the jam hole if we could.
Right. Yeah.
I'm bringing my mixer with me.
Just hold it when it happens.
I know, right? Hold on tight. Put your head between your legs and kiss your fucking ass goodbye.
Their suit also says CERN has failed to provide an environmental impact statement as required under the U.S. National Environmental Policy Act.
I could provide a statement. Basically, if this goes pear-shaped, there will be no environment.
Yeah, we'll be
problem
gone.
Solved.
Yeah,
no more global warming, no more ozone problem, no more human overpopulation
That's
problem.
The ultimate, way to solve the problem is just get rid of it completely.
And honestly, that would one-up God's flood.
Yeah, well, just a little
it's like, oh yeah, God, check this shit out. Boom! Wow.
We beat God.
Fuck yeah, dude. Not hard to beat something non-existent.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thank you.
That sounds like a good quote.
Right?
The lawsuit filed March 21st in U.S. District Court in Honolulu seeks. See, that's weird. I think they mentioned this, but it's weird that Honolulu is filing the suit against a place in Europe.
Right. Well, that's just where it happens to be at, probably.
Yeah, but isn't it an American-run program?
Well, it's a whole... I think it's a UN program. The European Center for Nuclear Research is CERN. And they're being sued by these other guys who probably live in Hawaii, is what I think. I don't fucking know. It's your story. You tell it.
Okay. Well, anyway. Seeks a temporary restraining order and prohibiting CERN from proceeding with the accelerator until it has produced a safety report and an environmental assessment.
Isn't this kind of what happened in the Ghostbusters in the first movie?
Right.
When that peckerhead comes in and shuts down their containment
and
unit
all
and all the shit.
Yeah,
yeah, and then shit hits the fan.
Yeah, that's kind of what
so
this
they're,
is.
So they're going to be like, you need to cease and desist, and like next thing you know, we'll be battling a 80-foot-tall Stay Puft marshmallow man.
Oh, you know what? That'd be kind of cool if that happened.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'd
I would
be
get
like,
the
nice.
S'mores.
Yeah.
Like, I remember what happens. You guys fry his ass, and then melted marshmallow comes tumbling down on all of us. I will be ready.
I'd go to New York for that.
Fuck yeah, I would definitely.
Although it sounds bizarre, the case touches on a serious issue that has bothered scholars and scientists in recent years, namely how to estimate the risk of new groundbreaking experiments and who gets to decide whether or not to go ahead. Yeah, this kind of goes for any experiment. I mean,
well, anything that's groundbreaking, you have nothing to base. I mean, you have, you know, you could hypothesize what's going to happen until you're blue in the face, but the actual results, you have no idea, especially in something like this.
Yeah,
once you create an explosion of that caliber, you have no fucking idea what it's going to do, what it's capable of, or any of that shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can try and plan as best as you can to contain it all you want, but if you make a big bang, you're not going to fucking... Yeah.
It's just going to be a big bang.
Yeah, and it's going to be instantaneous, and the universe will just cease to be, just like that. And all of us with it, probably.
That's kind of hard to imagine.
Isn't it? Just blinking out of existence?
Yeah, just imagining that they were just gone. That's
like, one eye blink, we're there, and everything is normal as you know it, and the second eye blink, gone.
Yep.
Just nothing.
That fast.
Nothingness. Wow.
Our minds can't even really grasp the concept.
I cannot. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this like 5 times, and I'm still going to be like, wow.
Yeah. The lawsuit filed March 21st in U.S. District Court in Honolulu. Oh, I totally read that. Bummer. I never used to do that shit.
You always have done it.
What? No, I didn't do it at first.
People,
and then write I got
in,
it from you.
Write in info@thejamhole.com if you have heard Braden do that more than once.
Well, I've done it more than once. But
you've
when
done
I first
it more
started,
than me.
Really?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I don't know. You do
guys,
it pretty
go
much
back
every
and listen.
Show.
Fuck you. Go back and listen.
What
to
you doing? You're just like, hey,
I'm talking to our listeners now. Yeah, but at least when I lose my spot, there's not a bunch of dead air time that I have to edit out and then don't because I hate editing.
Oh, whatever. Your kind of fills it up pretty
exactly.
good.
Exactly, and that gives people a moment. Sometimes they need a moment.
Yeah, we don't need to hear you dumbfounded.
Well, we don't need to hear you going, and you lose my spot.
Okay, let's get back to the story.
I love you.
I love you too. Aww. According to a spokesman for the Justice Department, which is representing the Department of Energy, a scheduling meeting has been set for June 16th. So we're not going to know for a little while what's going to happen.
Right.
Why should CERN, an organization of European nation based on Switzerland, even show up in a Hawaiian courtroom? Yeah, that's kind of the point I was making.
Right, well, why?
In an interview, Wagner said, I don't know if they're going to show up.
Oh, wow. They're like, we're busy playing with our brand new gigantic $8 billion particle accelerator.
Yeah.
You can have Hawaii.
Yeah, you can keep it for, you know, the next
couple
seconds.
And then shit'll fucking just explode, and they'll be like, and then nothing.
Yep.
And that'll be it.
And that'll be it. No one will be able to, you know, complain about it because it's
so, okay,
nothing.
What if they do show up? What are they going to say? We've double-checked our equations and we believe that everything is going to be cool. Trust us.
We're not going to destroy the world. We promise.
Right. And if we do, you probably won't notice.
Yeah, and if you do, you won't even notice. But we're sorry.
All right. Let's wrap this up. What else? Anything really interesting?
Not really. I mean, that's about
so basically they're going to make they're going to use this particle accelerator to collide protons at a very high rate of speed, because that's the bigger the particle accelerator, the faster they can collide these protons, neutrons, whatever they're doing, all these different things.
We should use the picture of that particle accelerator.
Yeah, that shit is crazy looking. So, yeah, and like I said, once they create something like the Big Bang, who knows what it'll do? We don't, obviously. Well, I'm not a physicist by any means, though that shit is very, very interesting.
Yep, well, that's what
so
the books
are for. Anything else in there?
No, that's about it.
All right, well, that was it for the serious part of the Jam Hole Do Some News.
Yeah, we pull that out every once in a while.
Yeah, we do, like the Kurzweil predictions. I'm sure once I finish reading The Singularity Is Near, we will go through some more interesting technological advancements. But for now, let's get into some religious bullshit. This one comes from Orange County, Florida,
our most fucked up state!
Woo! Orange County, Florida, it looked harmless enough, but the words on a billboard unnerved so many people that a popular restaurant nearby actually lost business. And what this sign says, it's a huge billboard with a picture of a fairy on it, like a picture your fairy godmother, or the tooth fairy, or something like that. And in nice little fairy writing, it says, "All religions are fairy tales." And I'm going to post this picture on the main show notes so you guys can look at it, because this is brilliant. These guys are right up there with those hackers that made people have seizures. Oh, wow.
And you know what? Anyone could really do that, because all you got to do is just rent out a
all
billboard.
All it takes is money. There's billboards here we could rent. All the ones that are like meth and
dude,
this and that.
Dude, we could plug the Jam Hole.
Fuck yeah. Just a big thing with like the Jam Hole logo on it, but no words.
Yeah,
just the logo. Holy shit,
that's
dude.
That's such a good
once
idea.
I get, well, my bank account's all caught up now, so we can open up our PayPal account. I had to pay those motherfuckers like $180.
Really?
So much for overdraft protection. Yeah, wow. They just, I don't know. I didn't even want to fucking deal with that. I was like, here, I got like tons of cash now. Just handle it, please. So now we can get our PayPal thing set up and a donation thing set up, and y'all can donate to us, and then we can get this big giant billboard and piss some people off. Although the popular Straub's Seafood Restaurant, that sounds like a fucking gem, often advertises on it. It wasn't their billboard, though. The sign was taken down after Channel 9 started asking questions. Way to go, Channel 9. The billboard came down around 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and nearby business owners are relieved because they're all a bunch of religious douchebags. Straub's restaurant can replace the sign with the night's specials. Wow, I would be more offended at that than this sign that says, all religions are fairy tales.
Yeah, and you know what really pisses me off is that you can advertise, you know, to brainwash people with religion, but you can't advertise the other side of it.
Yeah, what the fuck's that all about? Yeah. What happened to free speech? If you can have all those stupid billboards with quotes supposedly from God, like, well, I can't even think of one right now. There's so many of them. I'm listening, comma, quote. Hyphen God. It's like, you fucking retard. But then the second someone puts up a sign that says some truth, all religions are fairy tales, people fucking bitch and complain. People are so stupid. They're all brainwashed fucking retards.
The thing about the fairy tale is that fairy tales are usually pleasant and pretty nice, but religion is
right, yeah. Fire, hell, and brimstone. Yeah. You have to fear God, otherwise you're gonna go to hell. There's a good reason to believe in something, because you're scared shitless if you don't. You're gonna spend the rest of eternity burning. Nice,
and
God.
That's pretty
real
much
nice.
Why anyone believes in it. They just don't want to
go
to hell.
Why else would you believe in it? Because it makes your life better? Yeah, I'm sure. Here, giving 10% of my income and sitting around every Sunday with a bunch of fucking hypocrites makes my life fan-fucking-tastic. God, I fucking hate you religious fuckers.
I'm glad we're not going to church every Sunday.
Yeah, we are going to go this Sunday, though.
Yeah, every other Sunday.
Yeah, maybe every other Sunday, assuming we're not mid-coitus. Oh, wow. At first glance, the sign looked like a children's cartoon, but the message next to the fairy princess stirred emotions. It's about time something stirred some emotion in these fucking retards.
Yeah.
These fucking robots.
Seems to take a lot these days.
Yeah. Quote, "When you condemn all religions and say they are a fairy tale, that is wrong," said Rich Storms, a nearby dipshit business owner. How it's okay to condemn the religions you don't agree with, right, Richard Stormes, you fucking
well
fuck.
Right, like the Christianity, they condemn all other religions
because
they think they're right.
If you don't believe in this way, you're gonna go to hell. So what about the other religions? Well, you can say something about them as long as you don't talk about mine. That is such a hypocritical outlook, you fucking retard. Oh, this guy should be shot. This guy should be made epileptic and have to sit in front of this computer screen with flashy fucking lights that say you're a fucking retard.
Exactly.
The billboard went up a week before Easter, and business at the restaurant went down because apparently everyone in Orange County, Florida is a brainwashed religious nut job.
Well, that's probably why it's our most fucked up state.
Yeah. Wow. I never realized that. That is probably why.
Yep.
Quote, Easter Sunday is usually a busy, good day, said John Russell, an employee at Straub's. Easter Sunday business was down by 2/3, and that cut into my profits, and I try to make as much profit off of these religious holidays as I possibly can. So when you put that sign up, you fucked with my money. So now I want it taken down, and I want all my restaurant specials up there so people can keep gorging themselves in my shitty fucking greasy food and turn into even bigger fat fucks. Good fucking idea.
That's awesome that they chose Easter Sunday to put it up.
Yeah,
on,
right?
Too.
I would do it like right on like 2 days before Christmas.
Nice. That'd be good too.
Yeah. And you know what? It would say God is just as real as Santa Claus.
Although these religions say that Easter Sunday is more important than Christmas was.
Right, because without Christmas and Jesus having been born, he couldn't have died and then resurrected, thus having Easter.
Yeah.
That makes no...
That's their reasoning.
Oh, God. I'm about to cry because humans are so fucking ignorant. Wow. Oh, wow. I don't even want to finish this, but I'm going to, because it's my job here at thejamhole.com. All right, I'm going to do it, guys. I'm strong. Quote, it's been causing, let's just skip that. It's been causing some problems. I think it's causing a bit of controversy citywide. People have been contacting the media, Russell added. It takes something like a stupid fucking billboard to get people to move a muscle to actually do something.
Yeah, they don't do anything about the important
right,
issue,
so
though.
They'll get up and fucking fight for something completely made up. But when it's something important that matters, they're like, no, nah, I'm fat and busy, blah. Fucking pieces of shit. You're big. Oh, you're all big, fat, stupid pieces of shit. There. That's it. All
everyone.
Of you. Except for our listeners, because
yeah.
You guys rule. Tell your friends.
as long as they're not big, fat pieces of shit.
Well, even if they are, because maybe they'll hear this and they'll try and they'll look at themselves and be like, wow, Matt and Braden were right. I am a big, fat, stupid piece of shit. I'm going to change.
Yeah, but don't big, fat, stupid pieces of shit already know that they are that? I mean, the ones that I know do.
Do they?
Yeah, and that's why they're depressed, too.
Why don't they do something about it, then?
Because they're big, fat, lazy pieces of shit.
Oh, well, then let's just sit around and be fat and die. Cool, guys.
It's just, you know, an endless
circle. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yep.
MediaNet said it had no idea the sign was there, and someone put it up illegally in the middle of the night.
Nice.
Nearby business owners said they weren't buying it. Quote, they should have known what was going up on the billboard. He should proof it. He had to proof it, Stormy stated. I'm going to find this guy, Rich Stormy's. I'm going to kick his ass for being such a crying little bitch.
Seriously. Where
Seriously.
Was it? This was Florida.
Orange County, Florida. After the show, me and you taking the Subi to Florida.
Let's do it.
Rich, we're coming for
Wait,
you.
Wait, aren't you going to Florida?
What?
Isn't that where
oh,
you're going?
Oh, fuck, yeah, for the cruise. KeithandTheGirl.com/events. Sign up for the cruise, man. Time is running out. Yeah.
You can totally do it when you're down there.
We'll
with
be going to Miami. So, yeah, me and Odie will have to hop over to Orange County and find this fucking piece
of
shit.
Yeah, and just run up to him, kick his ass.
Kick him
leave.
In the nuts and be like, this one's for the Easter Bunny.
And then slap a jam hole sticker on his forehead.
On his face. Yes.
On his jam
the billboard hole. Rents for $1,400 a month. If an
Holy
anti-religious
shit.
Group paid to rent it legitimately, there's no telling how long it would have been up for.
So that's how much money you gotta donate us.
Orange County does not regulate messages on billboards. They are protected by free speech. So what do you think if someone saw that around Kalispell? If somehow we miraculously raised $1,400, even I would be happy with just 1 month of having a billboard up.
That would be cool.
Alright guys, there's the goal. $1,400. We'll start small. We need 1,400 people to each give us a dollar, and then we'll work on the million.
Or, you know, you can give us two or whatever and cut
that
half. Yeah,
and then we'd
only
need 700 people.
Yeah.
Dig deep, people. Dig deep. $2. That's all we need. But we need it from 700 of you.
I don't think we have that many.
At last count of our listeners, we have, what, about 20? So we're going to need about... $20 a pop. Oh, wow.
That's a good start.
That is a fantastic start. All right. Well, and considering what, we started this in February.
Yeah,
it's
the
now
end of February.
Yeah, it's now the end of March, and we already have probably over 20 listeners, I'm sure.
I bet we have quite a few.
Yeah, we have I'm going to say 1,000.
I don't. I'm not
just,
going
hey,
that high.
Just throwing it out there. All right. 1,000 listeners.
That's something to shoot for.
Yes.
So is that all what, we got?
Yep, that's it for that. So changing signs to make fun of mindless, brainless religions, yay or nay?
Do I even have to say?
No, but would you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
All the way. What do you got?
I got Odessa man says he was performing exorcism when wife died. More religious bullshit.
Wow.
Odessa, Texas. A man
Odessa, Texas. That's where the cheerleader from Heroes was from, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was.
That was a good show, kind of.
I liked that show.
I liked it, but they drew it out way too long,
I haven't even watched it all. I stopped watching it.
Let's get to the superpowers more. Yeah. Less blah, 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 more flying and doing cool shit.
How long did you watch it?
I've watched the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Where are they on? Season 2 they're done with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
I haven't watched all of season 2.
I see all of everything. Nice. Always.
A man accused of killing his wife said he was holding her face down on the floor during an exorcism when the devil entered his body and caused her to die, according to a probable cause statement.
Okay, so going with that same idea, what if hypothetically, and this is a huge hypothetical here,
right?
What if I went into a retirement home, an old folks home, and stated that so-and-so had the devil in them and that I was going to remove that devil, proceeded to, shoved her face in the floor, kicked her in the fucking head a couple times, and then after I killed her, said the devil transferred from her to me and I had no control over it. You think I'd get off?
I think you'd either get
jail time.
Well, I think you could plead for insanity, or you could get off with a slap in the wrist because it wasn't your fault.
But in religious thinking, if God is real, then so is the devil.
Well,
so
exactly.
This is something completely rational to happen.
That's what I'm saying. You could probably get away with it.
I could be possessed by the devil right now.
To do the jam hole.
You guys are listening to the jam hole. Wow. Did you see that? I was possessed.
That was crazy.
I almost killed you. How do you feel about that?
I'm kind of scared now.
You should be, because I don't know if I can control this devil.
Really?
Oh, read on.
I don't even
before
know
I kill
I
you.
Jan David Clark, 60, of Odessa, was arrested Friday after authorities went to his home and found Suzanne K. Clark's body wrapped in a bedsheet with a cross and sword on top of it.
A sword?
A sword.
Wow.
I guess he, like, stabbed her through the heart or something?
Yeah, that's vampires, not the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong,
well, you know.
Wrong movie.
Swords are good for, you know, everything.
Any other kind of made-up creature.
Swords will fucking cut you wide open.
Yes, they will. But don't you think if it's the devil, almighty, the other half of God, the yang to the yin, don't you think a little sword is not going to do much?
Well, if the devil has to get to us through another person, if you kill that person, the devil can't really reach you anymore.
The devil's stuck in the body.
Or that, or just...
It's the devil,
has
dude.
No form to attack you in, I don't know, because...
Because he couldn't just go into your body.
Yeah, I guess there's that. But it's not true.
But
so
it's all made
matter.
Up.
Wow. I mean, you can
Could
only
you
go
imagine
so far
having
that.
A fucking intelligent conversation with these religious freaks?
No, because you can't have an intelligent conversation with someone who isn't intelligent.
I would start laughing in their faces and be like, so yesterday me and the Tooth Fairy went out for coffee and God was there, so we all sat down and shot the shit. And
I couldn't have a conversation
you
with
wouldn't
them.
Believe
I'd kill
it.
Them first.
God actually started doggy style pounding the ass of the Tooth Fairy. I was blown the fuck away. I was like, God, what are you doing? And he's like, shut up, I'm getting some. Could you imagine God just banging the shit out of the Tooth Fairy?
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. And like every time he pounded her ass, like it was like when Mario hits the block and coins ba-ding, pop ba-ding. Out. That would rule, dude. Man, my world would kick so much ass.
That would be a good world.
Fuck yeah.
That is a world I one day want to live in.
That's what I see when I'm cheesing. When I cheese my fucking balls off, that's what
happens.
You
don't see tits everywhere?
No.
Oh.
I see the Tooth Fairy and God going at it like rabbits.
Well, that's just as good, if not better.
Yeah, you know, it's cool.
Sergeant Gary Deuce.
The Tooth Fairy looks like your mom, though.
Really?
In those dreams.
That's kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
That says something about you I do not want to know. Wow.
Read on, please.
I didn't know you liked my mom that way.
I don't. God did.
Oh.
Wasn't me doing it.
Yeah, but you're dreaming about it.
Hey, it was the devil.
Okay. Sergeant Gary Deusler said that Ector County Sheriff's Office went to the home before dawn Friday after being told that David Clark had called a friend and said his 59-year-old wife was dead. Clark told investigators he had his wife pinned on the floor of their carpeted master bathroom when she died.
Pinned on the floor, like with the sword through the back of her head, out her mouth, pinned to the floor.
I don't think so, because the sword, he probably just had her pinned down. He's just holding her down, I think.
Wow, that's almost rape.
Yeah, without the penis insertion.
Right.
Wow. It's as close as you can get to rape without actual rape.
If you're a Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how Christians have sex.
Yep. Except Mormons, they obviously actually have to have sex because they have 27 kids.
Oh, God.
Clark was charged with murder and remained in the Ector County Jail on Sunday on a $300,000 bond.
How can he be charged with murder if the devil did it? If anyone charged the devil.
Yeah, right? Put him in jail.
If I was this guy, I would sue the devil, seriously.
Well, but
I would have an attorney serve the devil. The devil doesn't exist.
Then he wouldn't show up to court.
Well, then I would win.
That's true, but then
we should sue the devil.
Fuck. But you wouldn't get anything.
The devil
out of
makes
it.
Me say all these awful things.
You wouldn't get anything out of it because he wouldn't be there to.
The satisfaction would be more than enough.
Really,
really.
How would you win though? I don't.
He wouldn't show up, and I would win by default, dude.
That's kind of lame, though.
Disqualified, man. The devil DQ'd. I win.
So in a sense, we would prove that he doesn't exist by doing that,
or that he was just really busy that day.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go
running,
to court.
Running hell in the opposite. Of everything God is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's busy, I bet.
Yeah, if I was the devil, I'd probably be pretty busy.
If I was the devil, I'd have a sweet fucking pocket PC to schedule all of my things that I did, all of my devilish things.
If you were the devil, would you have a MySpace page?
Yeah, and I would also have a devil's advocate.
Did you? A devil's avatar?
Wow, that took a long time to get out.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I was going to say something else. Oh, did you know Bigfoot has a MySpace page?
Really? Yeah. So does Jesus, so I guess it's all fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jesus MySpace pages.
Yes, there is.
There's
one you can leave comments, and like they say, leave your prayers in the comments, and God will answer them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people actually believe
that. We should pray for the jam hole.
Yeah.
Whoa, we should start, when we go to these churches in their little prayer boxes, just say, please pray for the jam hole. That's all we should put.
.com?
No, not even .com. Okay. Just please play for the jam hole.
All right. Got it.
Please pray for the jam hole. All right, let's get through these. We're already 56 minutes in episode 17 of the jam hole. Yeah!
The woman's body was taken to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy.
They're going to open her up, and the devil's going to come flying out and be like, oh, God, it was hot in there.
Fuck, nasty bitch.
Fuck. I thought I was going to be in there forever.
Yeah, I'm stuck in this nasty bitch
Jesus,
for days.
Do you have any idea what that's like? Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's my Satan impression.
That's what the devil sounds like.
In my head, yes, it is.
Yep. Taryn Beck, 29, said she was once related to
Satan?
Suzanne Clark, when Clark was married to Beck's grandfather before his death.
Wow, sounds like some incestuous behavior.
Yeah, pretty close. She said was in shock when she heard of the death because the couple seemed so close.
They were. I loved her till she got possessed by the devil. Then she turned into a real cunt, if you know what I mean. Oh, well, is that it for that story?
That's that.
All right, let's, we're already 57 minutes in. We can each do one more story, and then we'll wrap it up.
We got the police blotter. Should we just do that?
No, because I really want to read this story. All right. What else do you have left? Okay, here, I'm going to read this one, then we'll do the blotter, then we'll get out of here. All right.
Let's do it.
Girl questioned after fetus found on airplane. Or stillborn fetus found in airplane trash bin. Either or. This comes from Houston, Texas.
Before we read it, how do you think the fetus got there?
I'm going to have to say she probably
snuck it on.
Squatted over the trash can and just pushed it out.
Just got the clothes hanger and fished it out?
No, I think I think she was so loose, it just fell out.
Really?
Yeah.
Just premature.
Houston,
premature.
Texas, a 14-year-old girl has been questioned about a stillborn fetus found in an airplane's trash bin.
A 14-year-old girl?
Yeah.
So it's her fault?
Yeah. Wow. Or so whoever got her pregnant, probably her daddy, yeah. Fucking sicko. But, wow, no wonder it was stillborn, right?
Yeah.
She's 14, I'm sure. Houston police said no charges have been filed against the juvenile because there's already too many people in the world, and they're waiting for autopsy results to determine if a crime occurred. So she was like, no, it was a miscarriage, I swear. And she's like, sir, this baby's like 2 years old.
So should I just suck it out or scramble its brain?
Well, are we having ham and eggs also?
Oh, nice. Ham and fetus. Fetus and eggs, rather.
Fetus sandwich. A police fetus over my hammies. Point to me. Police spokesman said that after talking to the juvenile and a number of passengers, all indications are that the birth occurred sometime during the flight, which is kind of weird considering she was impregnated during a different flight. A cleaning crew found the fetus in one of the lavatories on the Continental Jet Airline jet.
Could you imagine finding a fetus in a garbage can?
Yeah.
On an airplane? You just look and you're like, whoa, there's a fucking
fetus. It's all like one eye looking at you and you're like, I would go and tell someone and be like, am I seeing this?
It's like, hey, there's a flashback.
Wow. I would go find a Chinese guy and be like, hey, you know how to cook this? Yeah. That's veal, bud. That is veal. The discovery was made after Flight 433 from New York's LaGuardia Airport arrived at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston at about 4:45 p.m. Sunday. Investigators said the fetus was discovered...
Sunday.
Sunday. That's what it says. 4:45 p.m., period. Sunday, period.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Weird.
Idiot. Investigators said the fetus was discovered at about 5:15 p.m., nearly 15 minutes after passengers got off the aircraft. The fetus was taken to the Harris County Medical Examiner's Office, where it was determined the fetus was not viable, officials said.
Does that mean they couldn't eat it?
They couldn't eat it. Or, yeah, it was spoiled.
Yeah.
No, it probably means it wasn't viable, like there were no usable pieces on it. I don't fucking know. Yeah. The FBI is involved in the investigation and working... The FBI is having dinner with the investigation and working with Houston police to determine if a crime was committed. It should... God.
No, there was no crime committed. There's just a fetus that came out of a 14-year-old girl.
Right. Yeah, I wonder... So how did it get there?
Yeah.
There's the crime.
It was probably some, you know, 40-year-old dude that gave her the fetus in the first
place.
That's
a crime against humanity. Yeah. That's a crying shame.
Dude, the human race is a crime against humanity.
Yes, a crime against me. If detectives determine there was a crime, the agencies would decide jurisdiction over the case based on the approximate time the crime occurred. So, dead fetuses on airplanes in trash cans, yes or no?
Yes.
I'm yes, all the way. As long as it's in a trash can where I don't have to hear it
as
crying
long as it's where it belongs.
And whining and having to look at big, fat, nasty ladies breastfeed their fucking kids in public, throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah, there should be more dead fetuses, if anything.
Yeah.
Instead of alive ones.
I would open up a dead fetus farm if there was need for that type
right?
of thing.
What would you do with the dead fetuses at the farm?
Sell it to a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck would you do with dead fetus?
Sell it to a Chinese restaurant.
Right, again. Or grow my own Shakey's pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about it. Let's do some local police blotter. We do this every now and then when there's really retarded things, and this is all shit that happens where we live.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty sad.
You want to take it from the top there?
Yeah. 12:31 a.m., a Big Fork resident called in because some kids in the older Chevy pickup just blew up his mailbox and drove away.
Oh, wow. These kids just went up there, blew up this mailbox. The guy came out as his mailbox was mid Big Bang explosion,
right.
And then they just took off flipping the bird.
That's such a lame thing to do to
people. No, but I bet it was some old guy. They're like, oh, that's old crotchety Mr. Ricketts.
Yeah.
He's a child molester. He's a chomo. Let's blow up his mailbox. Wow. A Eureka ambulance rolled over on U.S. Highway 93 while en route to Kalispell Regional Medical Center.
That's crazy.
I know, right? Considering it probably had just come from a wreck.
Yeah.
And now the guy's all like, oh, thank God you guys are... Boom! boom, fucking explosion.
Yeah, it's just weird to think that an ambulance crashed, considering they're the ones that come to get you when you crash,
right?
Or something.
So who comes to get the ambulance when
they
crash?
Another ambulance, I guess.
And then when that crashes?
Another ambulance.
Until what? You just finally run out of ambulances?
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Hopefully it doesn't happen that many times in one day.
You would hope, right? It is Eureka, though.
Yeah, that's true. 2:12 a.m., someone called in from Lakeside to report that some young kids were hanging out on the dock and running in and out of traffic.
Oh, wow. I wish I would have seen that. I would have hit
It's like a bunch of little dogs just
playing
in traffic.
It's like that one movie a long time ago. I don't even remember the name of it, but remember in the movie the kids were laying down in the middle of the road and cars were going by?
Yeah.
And then kids actually did that because, oh, you look so cool doing it in the movies.
That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, God. People mimic the stupidest things. If you're going to mimic something, mimic the jam hole. I mean,
yeah,
fuck.
Seriously.
2:17 a.m., some mailboxes were smashed on Whitefish Stage Road.
Wow.
Yeah, you live
that
road, don't you?
Oh, wow. That was good.
You're going to get such hate mail.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know my address.
2432 Whitefish Stage Road?
Yeah, exactly.
And now they do. Go ahead, next one.
See, 10 a.m., a man threw water in his wife's face and accused her of going to bars and leaving with other men. She hit him with her keys.
She hit him with her keys.
Just threw it at him, I
guess. He threw water. She comes back with the keys.
Nice. Nice comeback.
Right, bitch. 2:29 p.m., a bullet hole was found in the wall of a Kalispell apartment. What? This is so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all they have to say.
People, this is what we deal with. This is why I have such a deep-seated hatred for all of humanity, except for our listeners.
Yeah.
And probably some of our listeners. I don't know. I've never met them.
Yeah.
Met some of them.
Yeah.
But
well,
not
some
all.
Of our listeners are our friends.
Right. And that's why they're our listeners.
Yeah, because otherwise they
I
wouldn't.
Have no friends, only listeners, only yeah. fans.
There you
no,
go.
No friends, just fans.
Yeah, they're not your friends, they're your fans.
Nice.
4:10 p.m. Someone in Lower Lake Road was burning their carpet illegally.
What a coincidence, because someone on Whitefish Stage Road at about that same time was munching their carpet illegally.
Oh!
6:56 p.m. A Shady Lane resident called in because they saw someone wearing a black sweatshirt walk over to a neighbor's house and steal the lawnmower. When deputies arrived, the 19-year-old man was still there like a douchebag. He was arrested for theft and minor in possession of alcohol.
What does a 19-year-old want with a lawnmower?
I have no fucking idea. Maybe he was trying to be the lawnmower man.
Oh.
Boom! That wasn't that good.
Yeah, that really wasn't.
But seriously, look what I have to work with.
Yeah.
Really.
You'd think if you're going to steal something, though, you're going to make it worth your while and steal something worth stealing.
Right. You know what I would have done? I would have stole the lawnmower and came out and watched the guy looking at me, and then I would have picked up the lawnmower and threw it back through the window of the house and
nice.
Then just left.
Yeah, but that's something, you know, someone smart would do.
Right.
And so, which right. is why you wouldn't do that.
Which is why
place.
I wouldn't be sitting there when the cops arrive yeah. to say, oh, I'm drunk. Okay.
7:08 p.m. The dogs on Haywire Gulch were barking.
The dogs.
Yeah.
Like, the dogs. Wow.
The dogs.
Yeah, you know which dogs I'm
Not
talking about.
Not just dogs, the dogs.
So that leads me to my next question. Who let the dogs out?
Who?
I don't know.
Neither do
Someone
I.
Someone on Haywire Gulch, apparently.
Apparently.
10:50 p.m., a Kalispell resident called in because an ex-caretaker keeps driving by and taking pictures of the house.
Dun, dun, dun.
Duh. And that just leads me to the conclusion that the people we live with are retards. So, yeah, that's about it for episode 17 of The Jam Hole. Thank you so fucking much for listening. We do really appreciate it. And we show our appreciation by doing shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And in turn, for you showing your appreciation to us and our appreciation to you, you can appreciate us by emailing us, info@thejamhole.com, subscribe with iTunes, vote on Podcast Alley. Tomorrow is a new month, so please, as soon as it hits midnight, or as soon as you're able to vote again, go vote. We all need to do this so we can get in the top 10, if only for a moment, please. Yeah, if you guys want to MySpace us, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Definitely, you guys, if you have any comments or anything like that, click on the show notes for the show that you have a comment about and just fill out the box. I know if you have a shitty CRT monitor and not nice flat panel LCDs like we have, it might be a little hard to read, but you can do it. You're smart. We believe in you.
Yeah, we're trying to get you our friend to fix it soon.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. So, Mike, if you're listening, please fix that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you guys have any stories you want us to read or you want to hear us talk shit about, anything like that, whether it's in the news or something you heard or anything
or
like
something
that.
Something
you've experienced. If you guys need advice on anything and want us to tell you how to do stuff, we are more than happy to do that.
We are writing a book on Life for Dummies.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you don't ask, you'll never know. And, yeah, we are more than happy to tell you how to do stuff. info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is the website to go to. Thank you so much for listening. Is that it?
That's it.
Jamming.
Jamming.